Today is day 38 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent, and today is the 8th of April. Psalm 116, verse 1. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. You then skip just 5 verses to verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you, and I will call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Death is hard. This is a psalm which, like Andy's yesterday, is a psalm recited or sung at the Passover meal. It's a psalm which for me today is deeply moving. Many of you are aware of my brother Tim, who suffered for many years with debilitating MS. From being the fittest of the fit, over the past 20 years, it's like we have watched verse 3 lived out, as we have watched the cords of death entangle him. From not being able to run fast anymore, to in recent years not being able to even lift his own food to his mouth. Many times in anguish and distress, he has called out to the Lord, Lord, save me. But never for one moment has he stopped loving the Lord. He constantly testifies to God's graciousness, righteousness and compassion. He has trusted in God in the deepest of affliction, even when those around him have struggled. Right now, he's lying in intensive care on a ventilator. Humanly speaking, it doesn't look good. And right now, I'm clinging to those verses. Verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Tim has certainly been a faithful servant. Just recently, he encouraged a friend of ours with the words of Elizabeth Elliot, out of the deepest waters and the hottest fires have come the deepest things that I know about God. Verse 16 says, truly, I am your servant. I will serve you just as my mother did. We lost our mum when we were considerably young. We were 20 and 19, and Tim regularly quotes the wisdom she passed on to him. Just like my mum, Tim has faithfully lived out the calling God has on his life, even in his debilitated state. My brother, like my mother did, clings to the hope that we can only have in Jesus. As the disciples experienced that Passover meal with Jesus the night before his death, they didn't know or understand what the next days would entail. We have the gift of hindsight. We know that Jesus died, but he rose again, and that we who fall asleep in Christ have the promise of an eternity with him. Tim Keller, in his book King's Cross, writes, "Why is it so hard to face your own death or the death of loved ones? It's hard because we think this broken world is the only world we're ever going to have. But if Jesus is risen, then your future is so much more beautiful and so much more certain than that." On the basis of Jesus' dramatic restoration to life, from this side of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can sing Psalm 116 in a spirit of thanksgiving and assurance that we too will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living, yes, even into eternal life. What assurance from the opening line, I love because the Lord hears my cry. Let's pray. Father God, I love you because you hear my voice, you understand my suffering, and my tears are precious to you. Thank you for the reminder in the psalm today that death is not the end. Jesus has triumphed over death and won the victory so that we can have the assurance of an eternity spent with you. We lift to you today those on our hearts, those for whom we shed tears, and in the losses that we face in this life, may we never stop trusting in your goodness. Amen.